Van Loo had ample reason to be paranoid just then. That summer, the Confederate government launched a full investigation of her. It was begun by Richmond's new provost marshal, Thomas Doswell, who wanted to build a case against Elizabeth and her mother by collecting damaging testimony from friends and acquaintances. Van Loo was defiant when she got wind of the probe. She truly did not consider herself a disloyal spy, but instead a true patriot resisting the oppression and reign of terror by her enemies. Doswell's investigation, she believed, was an example of Confederate depravity. She worried that it would kill her feeble mother. The Inquisition dragged on for months. L. M. Bullifant, who knew the family well, testified before investigators that Van Loo and Eliza once told him the Yankees would certainly whip the Confederates and take Richmond. When Bullifant told them he thought the rebels were winning, the two women replied that they hoped it was not the case. A. B. Mountcastle, who delivered wagon loads of oats to the mansion, said that on one occasion Van Loo and her mother asked him why he did not pledge allegiance to the United States. The delivery man paid no attention to the remark, regarding them simply as misguided Yankees. George Mott and his wife, who lived across the street from the Church Hill mansion and occasionally dined with the women, had concluded the two were disloyal to extremity. Mott's wife found their views obnoxious and offensive. Potentially the most damaging testimony came from Mary Carter Van Loo, John's estranged wife, who returned to Richmond in August. She held a long-standing grudge against her sister and mother-in-law, who considered her an unfit mother for her two daughters and had assumed the care of them. Mary did not want the two girls taken north if a tribunal banished Elizabeth and Eliza there. Mary's testimony, however, turned out to be less damaging than investigators had hoped. She knew nothing of the Van Loo spy ring. Mary testified that she had lived in the mansion from 1854 to 1857 and had visited it frequently after that. But all she could divulge about Elizabeth and Eliza were that they are strong abolitionists, that they sent a black woman north to be educated, that she heard them express an ardent desire for the victory of the Federal Army, and that her husband, John, had gone north on account of his preference for that government.